Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru for your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Hey, today on Monday for North Florida, we got strong onshore winds and big old chunky wind swell. Now, south of the Cape is going to see cleaner winds and surf, probably like more thigh to maybe lucky waist high at 7 seconds from the northeast. However, like I said, north of the Cape, just kind of expect blown out conditions. This is all coming from an area of low pressure that's going to be passing over Florida. Now, originally, this area of low pressure was forecast to go a little further north, and that would have backed off the winds a little for Tuesday, but that's not going to be the case. It's actually coming a little further south than predicted. That means we're going to have continued onshore winds for Tuesday with wind swell coming in about 7 to 8 seconds from the northeast. And it looks like North Florida could see head high but blown out conditions, while south of the Cape is going to be waist high with a little lighter winds, might be manageable, but still going to be onshore, not the cleanest in the world. Wednesday looks like is going to be the day when things start to clean up a little bit. Winds are going to back off, especially south of the Cape, while northern areas may still see brisk onshore winds and choppy conditions, but not quite as strong as they've been. We should see cleaner but a lot smaller leftovers on Thursday, and then we're going to drop off for Friday and into the weekend. I'm going to try to stay on top of keeping these cameras clean, but these onshore winds are probably going to salt some of them up. And I'm working on the downtown Cocoa Beach and Stewart cams. Downtown Cocoa Beach, they changed out the network, so I just got to go and reprogram things there. Stewart, another lightning strike. We lost that camera, so I'm going to have to replace it. I had a heck of a drive on Saturday. Drove to Carabel and back. It's about 6 hours each way. It was a network issue on the Carabel River cam up there. It was like a 20-minute fix, but 12 hours of driving for it. But it was a nice drive. I like heading up to the Panhandle and checking things out. So everybody have a great Labor Day, and thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.